All right. Well, we're back. Still continuing with our Motorhead Monday, as we do on Mondays when we have our podcast, because we've been pushing them on Mondays for some reason or another lately. This is the Dropkick Murphys doing Rock and Roll.
You know, the night before I left for Basic, I was stayed at the fucking Embassy Suites. Like just
That's as you do.
Logan Airport. And Dropkick Murphys were playing a couple blocks down, but I was just about to leave for base the next day, and they weren't allowed to leave the hotel. So they were playing really close by, and I couldn't fucking go.
Yeah. I remember that. You had to stay at the hotel.
Yeah. Of course, they had to leave like fucking 5 in the morning anyway, so whatever.
5 in the morning. Exactly. And, that was the first time I ever actually was on an airplane, actually.
Same. Yeah.
Was then.
Yeah, we took a little drive and road trips, but that was my first time getting on a plane.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it was after 9/11, so airport security was a thing. I can't have the whole story. I was like, you used to be able to just, like, somebody could chase you down the gate and be like, I love you. But now it's like they get tackled by security. Tased.
And then tased and body cavity searched.
Yeah, we gotta search your asshole.
The root round in there, that's where you'd be hiding the drugs.
Yeah. Man, you're like, man, I hate the fucking Baltimore airport.
Actually, I got to fly on, when I went to base training, I got to fly and smoke cigarettes on that plane.
Damn.
That's right.
Up there,
used to be able to do that.
Fucking Howard Dean, fucking.
Yeah, I was sitting in the smoking section in the back.
Black and white photos of yourself.
Yeah, sitting in the old smoking section back there. Having smokes.
I
know why they ever thought that worked.
The closest I ever had was like, because I was still even in the military, I'd have to fly places, do like training and stuff like that, or like go to different places. Like, and it's not like when you go to training, they put you on like a C-130. Like, no, they just take you to like Delta.
Yeah,
like,
they just put you, on a,
put you on a commercial flight in uniform, and which is cool. You get to board slightly earlier. It's fucking whatever. I didn't care.
Still sitting in a crappy seat.
Yeah, you're still, it's like, I don't want to go where I'm going. I'm not on vacation. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in uniform.
Yeah, we flew commercial, and when we went to Smalley, we left Fort Carson and had to go to Fort Bragg, and our platoon got put on a plane, and when we got on there, we just got freaking hammered. Mm-hmm. Well, we had a long layover in St. Louis. Like, we left Colorado Springs, and we flew to St. Louis, and we had like a 3-hour overlay.
I don't think I ever landed in St. Louis. St. Louis.
And in St. Louis, there's a bar at every terminal.
Oh, most of them there are. Yeah.
Because it's all sponsored by Budweiser. So we just sat there and got good and drunk, and then got on the plane and drank some more to the point where, like, my friend, he passed out.
Jesus.
And, we landed, like, I think it was in Raleigh. I think we landed in Raleigh.
Yep.
And we were trying to get him up, and he just passed out drunk. Finally, he just, like, came to, and he leaped up and grabbed his bag and then fell over the seat in the aisle seat.
That's always
and
good.
Broke it. And broke it. And we got him off the plane. He just shot out the airport and, like, wandered out into the street. Like, where's he at? And I was like, I think he's out here. And I finally find him. He's, like, off to the side taking a piss on the side of the airport.
Yeah, as you do.
He's like, oh, to go, man. Fair enough. I was like, you broke that seat. He's like, I didn't break it. I was like, it looked like it broke to me, but I always forget that the back of your seat can be used as a flotation device. So,
especially when you're drunk.
Yep.
I need a float. Floating.
But when we were in St. Louis drinking at this bar, obviously we're sitting there, we're in uniform and shit, and we're drinking at this bar, and this guy, he starts, sits down and talks to us, and he starts talking to us, and who was obviously
in uniform.
Was a Vietnam. No, we weren't in uniform. I'm sorry. We weren't in uniform, but we were definitely obviously that we were in the military.
Oh, well, that's been done many a time. I was thinking, I was like, I don't think I've ever drank in uniform.
No, I'm sorry. We weren't in uniform. So.
But I mean, you were in earlier. I mean, I was expected to be a thing. Like, I had more rules, when I joined.
Yeah. And, so this guy strikes up a conversation with an older guy, and was a Vietnam vet, so he'd been drinking too. So he's like, you want to see what an AK-47 will do to you? And he like takes his shirt off in the middle of the bar in St. Louis at the terminal,
not the first time,
and shows
happened.
Us where like
guarantee
three bullet holes had gone through him from where he got shot in Vietnam.
We're talking about St. Louis. I guarantee this is not the first time that somebody's taken their shirt off to show their gunshot wounds. This is probably a daily occurrence. Maybe not so much with the military vets, just general people who have been shot.
Yeah.
But that is fucking...
It was pretty funny. He just like, just he's like, hey, let me show you. And he
more
just
power
like,
to
he
him,
just yanks
yeah.
his t-shirt
fuck
off.
Fuck it, man. He doesn't care. He's fucking out there. It's like, what, do, like, I, okay, what do I have to hide at this like, point?
Well, he goes, that's just so you young fellas know, man. It's no joke. That's what he told you. It's no joke. Just remember that. It's no fucking joke, all right?
Yeah. I was like, we know that. We get it. You know? We don't get it, but we get it.
But at that time, yeah, we don't get it, but we get it.
Yeah.
You know, at that time when you're a young man, you know, you're invincible.
You think you get it.
Nothing's
going to
hurt you. You know, and then you get there and you're like, whoa,
yep.
This is really fucked up. Holy shit. You mean they shoot back?
And it's like, it doesn't have anything to do with how well you've trained or how good you did. It could just be somebody fucking, well, you know, it's like IED or Lucky Shot or something like that, yeah. Where it's like, it doesn't matter how much you trained, you could still just...
get blown up.
Yeah, you wouldn't, yeah. And do nothing wrong. You could, yeah. You know, you could do all the shit you're supposed to do.
I got real good at, like, driving around potholes in a big truck.
Speaking of which, have you seen the fucking potholes in this fucking city?
Oh, my God.
I have a bubble in my sidewall, and I just bought these fucking Michelins like 3 months ago, and I already take one of them back.
It's getting pretty rough out there.
Hopefully they prorate it. There are potholes that, you know, there's one, well, I've dodged the potholes, but then there's the worst thing of these, you know, where they take a section of, like what they're doing on Briley, where they'll...
Yeah.
Carve a section out,
mm-hmm.
and then just leave it for another day,
right.
And then just so you dip down, and then
you gotta drive through the groove
up.
Pavement.
But then when you go back up, there's usually like, I don't know if they cut it a certain way to make a ramp or they fill it in a little bit, but there was none of that shit.
Yeah, he's like, Ka-dunk!
So it was a good to the point where I instantly, my first thought was like, I'm waiting for the tire thing to come on. I've got two flat tires. There's no fucking way, because it was to the point of like a low mile per hour at. Collision.
Yeah.
And yeah, so now I got a bubble in my fucking sidewall and front tire.
Right.
And it's, I'm just like, I feel like I'm playing Nintendo Wii and driving.
Oh,
where it's
yeah.
like you're moving your hands and you're dodging fucking potholes everywhere.
Fucking
it's a game. It's
Donkey
like a,
Kong keeps spitting out fucking bananas.
It's like a game. It's like a game, but if you lose the game, it costs you $200.
Yeah,
it's
there's
a really shitty.
And then there's like
game.
The ones you just can't miss because there's like five of them, like in, within like, you know, 30 feet of each other.
Yeah.
And all grouped together really tight. You're like,
I'm
going to take this one.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like, I'm going to dodge these three and hit this one.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a fucking choice. Dude, I was, when I was out in Kingston Springs, I was trying to help with that car, and I was driving back. There's a section of the interstate that slowed down to like 20 miles an hour. I thought there was like construction or like an accident or something. No, it's just there's a section of I-40 that's undrivable at highway speeds to the point where everybody slows down to 20-25. And I see why, because I was like, even like I could dodge most of them, but some of them like I couldn't. You just have to drive over them slow and like ka-dunk, 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 like, and you're just like, there's no way you could take this at highway speeds. You fucking blow your tires out and go flipping off, and they're like, yeah, we'll fix them eventually. Never had winter here before. Don't have any of a fucking money
we
for time. Hey, it's the coronavirus
right.
That took all the money.
Yeah,
they took all the money.
They got all the money for the asphalt. We've got T-Dot out there working on it.
They're slowly working on it.
Like you got two crews for a whole state.
They're slowly working on it. Meanwhile, our mayor's out there like Lori Lightfoot being
look
like,
at me.
All this Corona money went somewhere else. None of it's left. In fact, it's negative. In fact, you have to pay it back with taxes. You have to pay it all back.
That's right.
We're down money that I received that never got received that went somewhere that nobody knows about. Like Lori Lightfoot fucking wasted millions of fucking Corona dollars that have nobody knows where it went.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where it went, and I'm pretty sure it didn't go to our fucking pothole budget in Nashville.
No. He's busy out making affordable housing for
everybody. I don't care. You know what affordable housing is? That's the greatest fucking scheme you get into if you're a real estate mogul. Mm-hmm. All these fucking little dipshits that want to hate on Trump and stuff like that. You know, that type of housing is recession proof, which we are probably about to go into.
Oh,
we are probably about to go into a recession. So these houses are
depression.
These affordable housings are recession proof because you get money from the government, so you don't have to worry about losing your ass on the house, and you get the money from the tenants there, and if they don't pay, like, it's, you can still like fucking like stack up the fucking money on them. It's not that fucking progressive. It's just you would be stupid. It's like owning a trailer park. Like, and if you had the capital and you had no morals, you would do it. Like, because you would do it because you know that the people can't afford to leave because they can barely afford to be there, and you get subsidies from the government. So you basically have control over everything, you know, that's going on in this section. And hell, if you own all the fucking lower income fucking housing shit, it's like it's insane. People don't realize that. They think it's like, right. Oh, affordable, because you think, right. Like, oh, affordable housing, that means good.
Right.
Well, yes, having more affordable housing is right. Good, but how are they doing it and why?
Right.
Is the thing that people fail to ask, because everyone's so obsessed with their own political narrative, this stupid binary bullshit where it's like, I don't care if I get the information out of this, I just want to know how to make my neighbor look stupid. Like, I don't care if I actually have the correct opinion or the right information. I just want to know how to spin this so that I can feel like the smartest person in the room for a second.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, like I said, you know, Mayor Cooper could, you know, I even saw, like, you know, I follow his page. I actually saw him standing, like, in front of a pothole.
You know? He should stand in it.
Like, showing it. And like, yes, we're working on these potholes. And it's like, are you sure? You know, just because you're standing in front of it saying that you are working on it, it doesn't seem really like any of the ones that I've been hitting for the last, I don't know, month and a half now have been fixed. You know?
Yeah, it's a thing that Channel 5 did on the potholes in Nashville. Fucking, it's crazy because
it's every year.
But this is the worst year. I don't know. I think.
Yeah. I've seen it. It's every year that this happens, and it always.
Well, it does
and
happen.
And it's
every
always
year.
it's always in the same parts. You know, like there's.
Yeah, because they don't repave the sections. Right. They just fill the fucking potholes in.
And then
you know
free.
What? It does snow down here sometimes. So as soon as they do, and this does happen in the fucking north, it tears up the fucking potholes. So you know what you do is you go out there and fucking fill them back in. Mm. And it's you don't have as much of an excuse as you do up north.
Yeah.
Because it gets warmer here earlier.
Right.
And exactly. And all the like the roadway markings and stuff, the lines haven't been painted in fucking 15 years, and they just leave it and throw their hands up. Like, right. No, to figure it out, you should know where you live.
Yeah.
You don't need to know what lane you're in. You don't need to know where to turn.
Just drive.
And it's like you can't even fucking do any sort of road maintenance, but everybody, they can just gobble up all this fucking money. And it's like, oh, the tourists, and like, let's go, like, fucking,
we're gonna,
you know, we're going to go downtown.
Right. We're making a mural.
Don't worry about anyone, literally anyone else who lives here, except for the people in, like, Bellmead, fucking Brentwood-ish. Ish. Yeah. Even those people, like, kind of half of them I feel bad for. So it's like... It's so stupid that they're going to eat their ass fucking not getting anything done because they assume the money will always be there.
Yeah.
And it's the delusional thing that a lot of other cities did, and I don't think this place is any different. No. So, fuck it.
Yeah. You know,
go be retarded like everyone else, I guess.
Along the lines of useless politicians, I did watch the State of the Union address. I'll give you
a
quick summary.
Stumbling.
Gonna give you my quick summary of this of the thing that I watched.
Can you handle the summary while I go pee? Because I neglected to do that.
It doesn't take me that long. It's not gonna take me that long. Because,
wait.
But you can. When I watched it, basically Joe said, "We need more government, and it's gonna cost you a whole lot more. So buck up. So buck up, folks. We're still taking your money." But yeah, you know, like I said, the more government, costing more money, buck up, Putin's a fault. You wouldn't be paying so much if it wasn't this war in Ukraine.
Well,
and then what was the biggest, like, then other things, like, he villainized the drug companies for the opioid crisis. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, he's like, oh, they're so outstanding with the vaccine and promoting and getting people vaccinated, and we're going to cure cancer. You know, he made a lot of pie in the sky fucking, you know, statements.
That's something that people have.
But no goal.
Right.
You know, no
that's
goal.
Something that people have yet to get over with politicians is that's what they're doing to get elected. And once they're elected, they'll do the bare minimum to keep themselves from, you know, having too much criticism. So they'll make all these big promises like, oh, it's, you know, we're going to fix illegal immigration, or yeah, we're going to have universal health care, or we're going to have, you know, it doesn't matter where it comes from. It's kind of the politician nature,
yeah,
to make these fucking promises that you know they can't keep, but it sounds good for people, and people are too fucking, I don't know, they have this fucking proclivity to just fucking, yeah,
or you don't remember what they said,
like, we're gonna fix all the problems now,
yeah. Or then it was you know, for a year and a half, you know, the Democrats just talked about defunding the police, and then all of a sudden Joe's like, we're gonna fund the police. I'm like, I thought you were defunding the police, you know?
Yeah,
you're so confusing.
Yeah, I had a thought about, because, you know, and it's like, well, we've already discussed our feelings on the Iraq-Afghanistan war, yeah, and everything like that. So we know we're not the biggest fans of it. But it's weird to see, like, these, like, cobbled together little half-assed fucking gobbling retards that, like, want to pretend like they were in the Vietnam era, that everything that everybody did in the Iraq and Afghanistan war was equivalent to the baby killer bullshit that fucking happened over in Vietnam. And even then, like, you have to, nobody wants to understand the base premise of the whole thing. So so there's shit that like that happened here. And those same people are the ones who were watching these video clips of the soldiers fighting in Ukraine, and doing the, you know, very similar things, like, you know, that every soldier is kind of the same.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of what side they fight on, because, you know, a lot of them knew they wanted to help with something. They didn't really have a choice in how it's going to be, and they're kind of forced in this position. Isn't that sort of like part of the basis of when, like, you look at a soldier, like, that's kind of how it happens for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So they'll do that for people in the Ukraine. That's like, but that's not like, it's better than the U.S. troops going over there and torturing people and stuff.
Right.
And it's just, it's the most ignorant people that have the most self-assured, loudest view.
Yep. The idiots always scream the loudest.
Yeah, well, they got nothing else to do, and they have no idea the length between 0 and 10, so they're sitting there at 2 being like, 10's not that far away for me. That's easy for me to obtain, because I know 1 and 2. That's fucking...
But I'm amazed with the Ukraine and how fast everybody was just like, yeah, we need to help these people, for sure. You know,
yeah, I'd like to help them. I don't think what Putin is doing is right in any
respect. No. Obviously not. But it's just so easily, yeah, like, look how easily we can just all of a sudden back a war.
Well, that was the the point that I was trying to, is, and it's more so towards the same type of people every single fucking time. There's the type of people that will, like I said, like, shit on us, like, back to, like, it's all the same type of fucking people, and I don't know what their motivation is. It doesn't really matter because I don't care enough about them, but it's always the same standard with them. So it's, everyone can have a pretty reasonable viewpoint of what's going on in the Ukraine without, right, having to use a whole lot of brain power.
Right.
You can say, okay, Ukraine's not the best, what Russia's doing is not right, this is there's a lot of, like, war crimes that are being committed by Putin, and so right, it doesn't matter if the Ukraine's not the best society, you shouldn't do that to people. Like, you should have this objective view of it, but nobody can fucking resist that fucking pathological temptation that people have,
yeah,
to just be like, this is what's going to take my side to the top. This is, yeah, what's going to make the, you know what, people are going to look back on the things that I thought and be like, man, I sure was stupid, huh? And I'm going to be like, yeah,
yeah.
And that's never going to happen in your fucking life unless you kill yourself and go somewhere else. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Everyone has these ultimatist, and I don't even know if that's a word, sort of view about everything, is where they have this, they gain a small amount of knowledge, come up with the end results regardless of what else can happen outside of that, and then anything else that does happen outside of that is just something, some other random thing, or something that somebody is, you know, somebody's trying to manipulate them. It's like their first thought always has to be the right thought.
Right. It's like, you know, sometimes I think like it's a wag the dog scenario where, of course, you know,
there's a bit of that.
You know,
yep.
Biden has not done such a great job in his first year or so in office, and you know, obviously we can all sit around and see it for ourselves. You know, a lot of failed policy and bad mistakes. And what better way to do when your number's in a tank is, let's get them rallied around a war. You know, sometimes I feel they do that.
Is that different from any other politician?
Not really. Not really. You know, I mean, Trump didn't start any new wars, actually. I mean, he did drone strikes.
And
he did some drone strikes and definitely killed some, you know,
pivotal
leaders.
So not nothing, right?
But not nothing. Not nothing. But he did not... per se, like, escalate a war somewhere, you know?
Yeah, there. Well, I agree with that, but there wasn't that opportunity presented.
Yeah.
Like, you can say that, like, you know, gas prices were really low under Trump comparatively, and they were.
Very true.
But there also wasn't.
But
then also
people
wasn't
say,
war
well,
in
we
Ukraine.
Were in a pandemic. I was like, not the first 3 years of Trump's fucking presidency, you know?
Yeah.
we were not in a pandemic. And
no,
before
but the
we
difference
got into
is,
the pandemic, you know, gas was probably like at about 230 to something like that.
But the difference
you know?
Is, and maybe this is a reason for or against him, but it's like he wouldn't let the gas prices go up because that's what he knows what the American
he
people
what
are going to get
notice.
Upset about.
They use it as a barometer.
And it's just, it's not to say that that's like a moral thing to do, but that's just, that's, if you're that type of person, that's the most reasonable thing to do is like, this is the thing that's going to give me the most shit. We're going to keep gas prices down.
Down.
And as much as I know Biden couldn't do that with the situation in Ukraine, what I don't appreciate is when, because you know these oil and gas companies, maybe not the least corrupt people in the world.
No.
Maybe not. Maybe not. That's why Germany's like, oh, we are so green. We are so green. And everything is like, hey, Russia's shutting off your oil. And they're like, oh fuck.
Yeah, shit. Oh, shit.
We are screwed. We do not have enough fucking windmills and solar panels to power this entire fucking country.
And only an eighth of the country is driving electric.
Hilarious, because now they have to eat their own words and fucking do it.
Yeah.
So you better do it. Better set an example, because, you know, there was that one time where you guys were the fucking Nazis. So
that's right. Yeah.
But no, that was a long time ago. I know, like, German people.
Yeah, we know. I know plenty of German
people.
They're
but it's just funny when they're like... And when they take that economic stance, they're like, yeah, we're actually more progressive than everybody else. I'm like, well, as soon as Russia turned off the taps, you're getting pretty fucking panicked.
You're getting pretty fucking, like, no, we're not going to, no, we're not going to stop.
Yeah, we're better than those stupid Americans.
We're not
going to
stop doing that.
Yeah, stupid Americans.
And everybody's like, stop buying Russian oil. You need to stop. And Europe's like, we really can't.
Yeah. This country's retarded, but what I find hilarious is the people in other countries that think that they don't have an aspect of the same thing that could easily take over, but the only reason it doesn't, because we're the entertainment capital of the world, and you get our news first and decide what you do after that.
Yeah.
And then look at us, like, we're the dumb ones, but now the internet exists, so I can see all these dipshit French people or these fucking, like, you know, those, like, dipshit English people. Like, fucking saying the stupidest fucking things that you claim that only we do.
Yeah.
Same thing with Canadians, and, you know, it's... You know,
it's across the world.
It is. And weirdly enough, it's not unique to us. And you bought into the same propaganda that we did, and you don't even live in our fucking country.
Exactly.
Wow, what does that say about you? You lazy morons.
Yeah. Y'all believe fucking Al Gore.
But hey, we are too.
Yeah.
So you know what? Maybe it's just... the type of person that gets into that sort of thing. And maybe that's just what's pushed in the media. Maybe they push the dumbest people out there all the time because that's what fuels the fire. That's what gets them ratings. That's what keeps that machine going.
Yeah.
And so then when you actually sit down and talk to people, like really sit down and actually talk to people, like you've kind of figure out they're like, oh, okay, 80% of people when they're on the internet are retarded. But when you actually talk to people, Not as bad.
Not as bad.
No.
Not as bad.
Not the same trope, not the same... And you motherfuckers would love to talk about, like, stop stereotyping people, and you do the exact same thing. And it's like...
Yeah.
Nobody ever looks within themselves. They always look to, like I said, like, how can I make my neighbor look stupid? Like, how can I make this other person look dumb and make me look better? Like, how can I... You can't just take information in and actually fucking learn something.
Right. Yeah, I mean... You know, when you getting back kind of the news thing, you know, mm-hmm. As even in local news, you know, they always seem to find the most stupidest person to interview who like actually witnessed the thing.
Always, you know, always.
Like here's the local boob, yeah. You know, who witnessed the whole thing. Shit, so, man, I was just sitting out here having a smoke, you know, thinking about fuck work, and then this motherfucker he all come in here all crazy and shit and start just pow 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 pow.
I actually know a person like that. It is a person who's got a lot of great stories, really funny guy, but at the same time, he looks and sounds like every person that's ever been interviewed on Cops, like yeah. After like the neighbor that comes out like, yeah, man, I knew that guy for about 20 years.
He used to buy weed off of him.
Yeah. His parents his parents were raised by possums, and he had a hook for a hand, and like fucking have all these stories like, why are you interviewing this person?
Had a good-looking sister.
That didn't work out, but you know.
I couldn't get my Camaro running. She said she wasn't going to date a guy without a car.
Two things missing the drive shaft.
Yeah. But yeah, like, you know, and the media is just, you know, guilty of just feeding into this fire.
They want their financial success, even if it puts the country in ruin.
Right. They don't care. To the point where, like, you know, I guess there's a video going around where, you know, like at the beginning of the Ukrainian war where, you know, CNN is showing the air raid sirens going off in Kiev. And it's like, and then like, you know, they did the sidebar and then they put the commercial up and it's fucking Applebee's right next to like, oh, this war sponsored by Applebee's.
That sums it up.
Yeah, sums it up. I was like, yeah, pick the crappiest. I'm sure Applebee's was like, no, we're not sponsoring the Ukrainian war. You know? Like, we know our food sucks, but don't put us next to the Ukrainian war.
Just somebody with like their fingers over a 55-gallon drum that's on fire. It's like, Chili's baby back ribs.
I'm sure like the corporate guys from Applebee's are all on the line. We've seen it. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
You're killing us.
But I'm sure no other society besides the United States is ultra capitalistic. Nobody like Norway or fucking Russia or fucking...
No, none of them.
UK or fucking... Yeah, nobody's that cap. Nobody's as capitalistic as here. Even it's such a stupid fucking argument. And you can tell how easy people buy into propaganda. They buy into it. And it's not entirely people in other countries' fault. So I have to think about this. Like when I look at politics in like England, like Boris Johnson, stuff like that, I take it with a grain of salt because you know what? I don't live there. I don't know exactly what's going on there. I can speculate on some things but I'm going to, when I say stuff about other countries, apart from when I'm joking, and if you can't figure that out, that's your own fucking fault. But apart from that, I was like, if I don't know exactly what's going on there, I was like, I'll say some things, but if somebody wants to correct me, like, that's fine, because I don't know exactly what's going on in the country, because I don't live there, you know? Those are the people that know exactly what's going on.
We're living off the soundbite, you know, of what's going on.
And that's what everyone else in the world does about the United States, being the media capital, is that they all get their news about the United States from the news, and how fucking accurate is that? And then people want to talk about how you shouldn't generate stereotypes, and they do the exact same fucking thing, and it's so hard to fucking take that back down a couple notches, because you have to actually sit down with somebody from another country and be like, hey, so not everybody acts like that. It's actually pretty rare. And as much as there are some real fucking problems here, and some of them are legitimate, it's so tough to dismantle propaganda.
Yeah. I've always repeated this, you know. I think it's actually from the Borg, you know, what is it?
Yeah.
resistance is futile.
Yeah.
You know, death is certain.
when I work
chaos is control, you know, resistance is futile, death is certain.
Random funny story. So when I worked for the highway department in Vermont, apart from like, because they didn't really maintain the roads and stuff like that, and there was this weird fucking inbred dude that lived in the area, and he really hated like the highway department for some reason. I don't know what his tiff was. Like, and there are weird fucking spats that go on when you when you're getting in the parts that are in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. People come up with like weird feuds to like that are generated. You're like, nobody would ever fucking care about this. So his get back at us was to like start spray painting shit on the roads and everything, like on the middle of the roads. So we have to go clean it up, or on the bridges, like the underpasses, stuff like that. And this was a dude who was like pushing 50. So he is not the smartest.
I'm fuck the highway department. Yeah.
So he would paint, spray paint swastikas. And then he'd spray paint random quotes, but he had a very low level of education.
So everything was misspelled, huh?
Yeah. So he did spray paint on one of the roads, resistance is futile. However, he misspelled it, so it said resistance is fuddle. It's two T's, L-E.
The resistance is fuddle.
So for some reason, I found that very funny. Just the word alone, just the word fuddle alone sounds funny. It might actually be a word. We might have to look. If fuddle is a word, I'm going to start using it.
Let's see if fuddle is a word.
And you know what? I'm intrigued. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope it does have the same meaning as futile. So I will start saying it as fuddle.
Fuddle.
Yeah.
Let's find out if there's fuddle.
It's a funny word.
Let's see.
Resistance is fuddle.
Fuddle.
And also his swastikas were wrong. It was more, it was the actual
the wrong way.
It was the Indian symbol or whatever, the one that came before the Nazis.
No, Fuddle's a website. It's a brewery.
Oh god.
Fuddle.
Sponsored by Fuddle.
Oh, here, Urban Dictionary, Fuddle.
Oh no, we're in Urban Dictionary.
It's gone. It's gonna get urban.
This was in like 2010.
The move about
this was 12 years ago.
An indecisive or disastrous, disinhering manner.
So resistance foodle, is...
Fuddle.
Yeah.
Confusion fuddle. Of a foot.
Resistance
when striking
is
an inanimate object. Foot hit his toilet. Oh, my foodle. Just say, oh, my foodle.
That's a Patrick joke.
I got it from the Urban Dictionary, so what do you want?
Yeah, Patrick wrote that one. Oh, when you hit your foot, and you go, it's fuddle.
I'm all fuddled up. Introducing fuddle, wines under the bonnet. It was Fuddle Bowhouse. You can buy a fuddle basketball bed pillowcase. Fuddle bed basketball bed pillowcase. That's a lot of beads in there.
Yeah. Apparently. Fucking tongue twister, huh?
Apparently. Let's see what Amazon's got here. Oh, look, they're very nice throw pillows.
Ooh.
Look at those. You can get those for you. Got cactuses on them. So there you go. Fuddle.
Classy.
Fuddle for you. You learned something today. Let's see what fuddle.com is.
Don't go over to images.
Ah, booze. Okay. Come and get you some booze. Fuddle is an organic brewery. Tap room, a bottle shop, and music venue tucked away in the east. The Newark coastline. There you go.
You know, it would be absolutely hilarious if that guy took that. I was like, you know what? I know I misspelled that. And I'm going to take my brewery. And I'm going to make this a brand. And he started a brewery. And he said, you know what? What I did to you guys? Not great. But
not
hey,
great. But
here's
it
a beer on me. And I would be like, you know what, man? You're all right.
You're all right. You're all right in my book, buddy.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Headed on home. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah. I think I'm listening to
myself. We're moving into the fuddle world here.
Hey, look, the war is still going on in Ukraine. It's not going to be over tomorrow.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be over tomorrow for sure.
Yeah. We're both keeping an eye on it, but it's like at the same time, our own lives have to go on.
Don't.
Too. I'm paying fucking $17 a gallon.
Yeah.
All Biden did was say, like, I'm asking the. Oil companies to not price gouge people. Nice, yeah. I'm sure asking them nicely will have that result accomplished.
We saw how good it worked with Putin.
I'm sure they'll listen to you.
You know, tyrants and dictators, they really, like, respond to...
please don't artificially inflate the prices.
Hey, you think you could stop doing that?
Yeah, could you? Yeah. They're like, nah.
Asking the biggest guy on the playground to stop punching you in the face.
Yeah. You know how you fix that? You punch him in the face back.
Yeah.
I'll hear some Motorhead. Who's this band?
This
covering?
Is Integrity.
Integrity.
Covering Orgasmatron. So there you have it. Another edition of Motorhead Monday with me and Jason. Don't forget, you can always check us out on all your favorite casts, Spotify, anywhere you find a podcast.
Apple Podcast, Overcast.
Overcast, this cast, back cast.
Yep. Cast.
Don't know what to say, you know, listen to our podcast. We need the money. Feel free to donate at any time.
Please donate $17 so I can buy a gallon of gas.
That's right. We need gas. Anyway, we appreciate y'all listening to us.
Catch you on the next one.
We'll catch you on the next one.